The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games.
Welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is our final episode of the year. We're wrapping it up with a Patreon episode. And so I'm here. This is Tom. We've got Sam and we've got some patrons with us. Sam, are you ready to wrap up another year of the Mass Effect Lorecast?
Oh, man. Another year. Wow. And I just woke up minutes ago. I'm in seven, the sleepy tonight. I am. I am ready to say goodbye to 2023 and God, I hope 2024 has some nice things in store for us.
I hope so, too. I'm sure everybody does. We have some patrons with us. We've got, I'm just going to name everybody out. We've got Genesis, Turbo Toboggan, Magister DeVita, and M. Jamar. Welcome back, friends. Today, we are talking about the holidays, and we're going to be naming off characters from Mass Effect, and your job is to come up with the perfect gift. The perfect gift for whatever holiday they're celebrating. And if you have specific knowledge about what holiday they might be celebrating, you can play into the gift. Whatever, come up with whatever you want. I'm so excited to hear about your creativity. I know that you know these characters inside and out. So, Sam, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Despite my tired eyes, I swear I am.
All right. So here's what I think we should do. We should take turns naming characters, and they don't just have to be any of the like friendly characters, the ones that you go on missions with, or the ones on your ship, or the ones that you talk to during like the events. Like, we can name anybody. I think anyone's on the table. You feel good about that?
I think so. You know, I joked in the pre-show that, you know, Saren's fascist brother and giving him forbidden technology. So I think that sets a good benchmark for where we might go with this.
Yeah. Okay. So here, I'll start us off with an easy one. I think this one should be pretty easy. One of everybody's favorites, Garrus Vakarian. What do you all think would be the perfect present for Garrus? I've got some ideas, but I'm really interested to see yours. Feel free to just, there's only four of our guests. Feel free to just unmute and chime in if you have some thoughts. Who would like to go?
A calibrating set.
Turbo says a calibrating set.
He's doing it all the time.
Always calibrating.
Doing something he can execute some use out of.
It sounds like he probably needs a tool, a better tool for doing that, because it seems to take a whole lot of time.
It's all about the manual calibrations. That's how he was able to eke out those extra percentage that not even Legion thought he could do. You think a little electronic calibrator is going to be able to do it? No. My boy, he needs some rifle cleaning kits, like something to make his weapons better.
I like that you have the pop figure. Like,
gun
right
barrel
there,
oil.
Right there, ready. Anybody who's not watching the video, she's a little Garrus pop guy right there, ready to go. Okay, so rifle cleaning kits. That makes sense. Magister, do you have a thought on this one?
Moisturizer.
My moisturizer. What is the deal with their skin slash... I mean, have questions how that works. Do they need to moisturize a lot? Does it matter?
No. Don't they have like all the special metals in their body that make it?
Thulium. And that helps them reflect the radiation. That's so well known on Palavin. But their outer shell is carapace. So I'm not sure how well that could absorb the moisturizer, which might actually make it funnier, because then what if they just become shiny and slick?
Right, right. You just end up with like white streaks and things.
But they also have soft tissue that's kind of exposed at some parts. So maybe it would help. I'm not sure. Maybe it would just be like special Turian moisturizer,
like right in the joints, you get the creases, right in the creases.
He does be looking kind of dry sometimes, though.
Get him a little buffer, like one of those little Dremels. He can polish himself. Oh. Make him nice and shiny.
Do you think that's it? Like, imagine if humans had carapaces. Like, we do, like, the parts of our body, like our nails and our hair that aren't our skin, we do things too, right? Sometimes we put things in it to make it extra shiny, like to keep the hairs closer together or more tightly curled
nail
or
polish.
Straighter or nail polish or buffer. We buff our nails. Like, we do things with the parts of our body that are like hard and dead, actually, because they're not skin anymore, or were. I think you're right, Turbo. I think they would probably have certain styles where they like buff certain parts of their face in order to like make a little bit more shiny, reflective or whatever. Yeah. See, Jen's got all the equipment. I think that's probably a thing. That totally makes sense. Do you think Garrus cares about that? No. Everyone's like, no, not Garrus.
He does now after maybe being with either FemShep or Tally. So maybe pretty himself up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. M. Jamar, do you have any thoughts on this one?
We can get him like a Batmobile, you know, since he wants to be Batman so bad. There's not really cars, so I guess like one of those cruisers or you know, one of those. I don't know if it's possible for like ships to fly in the atmosphere and in space, but is a ship like that, so he can just do missions on world and off world. I mean, he clearly wants to be Batman, like, so I'm just letting him.
Yeah, like a one or two seater like little ship, but it's like tricked out with all sorts of cool gadgets and
and then he can bring Shepard, you know, he's gonna ask Shepard for some help with some
right
that. So yeah, that or a Batmobile, or just give him like a weapons cache, you know, just give him a bunch of weapons, you know, just maybe throw a tank in there. I don't know. Just give him some weapons.
We go back to all those vehicle episodes we did and give him like whole selection of those for anything that he needs them for. Yeah. All right. Cool. I like this one. All right, Sam, you're up. Who's your pick?
On the 12th day of Christmas, I gave to him an M920 cane. who's my picks? I'm sorry, are we still going for Garrus?
No. Name another person that we're giving presents to.
Oh, Ashley.
Ashley?
Ashley, that's easily.
Okay. All right. What's Ashley's? What's the perfect gift for Ashley?
All right. I gotta say mine before anyone else steals it. For Ashley, I think like the perfect gift would be a hand-selected poem from a collection of Pablo Neruda's, and you like rip out the page, and then like, you know how you can like put vinegar on the page and like put it in the oven and give it that nice little old antique like charred effect. Doing that and like putting like a single rose on it and having her do like a scavenger hunt to get it. And then maybe you leave it at the end of a trail where at the end of the trail, there's like an amazing view of the stars.
This sounds like
I'm not romantic.
I mean, this is getting very romantic. Yeah, this is getting like, this isn't just a holiday gift. This is a, like the thing you do before you propose. right?
I wouldn't know what that's like.
Okay.
Right. And Sam had to say this before any else one of us would have stolen that idea.
Actually, that was stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Alien Fodder in chat says an antique one-of-a-kind edition of the Bible. That's what I would give her.
Get thumped with.
To get thumped with? Any other thoughts?
That was kind of along my lines too. I was thinking like a really as soon as you said Ashley, a silver cross came to mind, something that she could wear underneath her armor.
Yeah, that totally fits. That totally makes sense. It's like personal, yeah. Doesn't have to be shown. You can like keep it close, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think like some jewelry. You know, I think she would probably look nice with some jewelry, maybe like a cross, like she's, or maybe like a watch or a bracelet, something simple. I don't like, because I was going to say a Bible too, but that seems so obvious, but mm-hmm. It seems pretty simple.
Okay. Any other thoughts on Ashley?
How about a Cabela's gift card? You can walk in there, take a look at some of the outfits, maybe some of the rifles. Walk away with something she really loved.
If you gave her like a five, let's just make up a number, a $500 gift card, which, and she could buy one thing with it, what do you think would be the thing she walks out with? A rifle or an outfit?
A rifle.
A rifle.
A rifle, yeah.
Either that or range time.
Like time on a range to like practice shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think what she really needs is she needs a new suit in Mass Effect 1. That's what we need to give her, because that was atrocious.
Well, some people don't like the more pink one that she gets.
Fully agreed. I don't like that pink and white tuba aqua fresh that she's wearing.
Tube of aqua fresh?
That ain't it.
Like toothpaste?
Yes.
Nice. All right, let's move on. We've got a few other people. We got a number of other people to get to. Let's go down the friendlies list. Let's talk about Rex. Rex is always fun to talk about. What are you giving Rex for the holiday?
I think I give him some bowling pins and a bowling ball for his birthday for Christmas. I feel like he gets some enjoyment out of that. Especially like some bigger ones.
This game is awesome. like how heavy of a bowling ball would Rex use?
Oh, concussive level of
50 pounds, like 50 pound bowling ball. Yeah, it like actually breaks the pins every time you roll it down the lane. It leaves like a little like indentation in the wood.
Like, I was thinking of you get him one of those I don't know what they're called, but they're like those, not the one of those punching bag, those, you know, the big workout punching guys.
Yeah, like people, the real like, big one, like the real big body bag, like the,
get him a Krogan sized one. You're gonna have to get him a couple, because he's gonna work, like just have like 10 of them in a row. And once he breaks one, he's like, oh, here's the next one to set down, so he can just get out of his closet.
He charges through them all. He becomes the bowling ball, and those are the bowling pins. Krogan bowling. We just invented a new sport.
I fully support Krogan bowling.
Krogan bowling. I would watch a Krogan bowling tournament. This needs to be in the next Mass Effect. Like, there are pro Krogan athletes that just like the gear up and they charge at like a bunch of pillars or something. And then they can't, like, they run so fast that they can't change their course. And then it's like, how many pillars do they knock down?
Or they throw each other at it.
They throw each other at it? Like, one Krogan throws another?
Yeah, like, it's like, ready? Grabs him, like does like the like this the like the and the spin and spot, and they just launch.
Wait, like a,
well, they can throw volas,
shot put, like
a shot put,
like both hands just spin and like release me, throws him, and the guy just tucks and rolls. Let's see how many you can take down.
I like it. All right, Sam, do you have any other thoughts on this one?
What about throwing Volus or maybe like a Krogan Kong toy that you put peanut butter inside and they just go to town, you know?
They treat them like a dog? My dog loves her Kong.
I'm thinking about the Kong toys were invented, right, because they were indestructible. That was the thing. And so maybe if you could create some kind of toy that was also fun and indestructible and could preoccupy a Krogan, right, on a long journey, you might end up at the destination with a lot less collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what you would make that out of. An indestructible Krogan.
Indestructanium?
Indestructanium. That sounds like something Morden Solis might invent. Indestructanium. I need to work on my
whatever Morden Nokia accent. Cell phones are made out of. Just
it's the same thing. That. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Plot armor.
Okay. All right. All right. Sam, you got another individual who could use some holiday.
You know what? Yes. Gifts? And this one's coming off the back wall. Gianna Piracini. Why not?
I'm also getting her a new outfit.
Ouch.
Do not like that dress.
Tell them.
it's because it's like because the current outfit is terrible. So she needs a new outfit.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of a backhanded gift. It's almost like a backhanded compliment. Like, you know, you would look really good in not that dress.
She's an undercover agent, so it's probably not her choice of wardrobe. So I'm giving her something she would choose to wear.
Okay. Okay. Any other thoughts? Anybody else?
Spa day.
Spa day.
She needs a day off. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell. At a specific location. Do you have a location in mind? Where is the spa?
Where's the planet that Liara's on in Mass Effect 2?
Oh, Ilium?
Ilium. Spa day, Ilium.
Okay. Spa day. All right.
I'm thinking like state-of-the-art covert recording equipment that she can wear. You know, possibly do a better job at catching these corpos.
Okay.
Yeah, like probably needs like an assistant. Like in Mass Effect 1, she's asking Shepard to do her job for her. Like, bro, that's not what I'm here for. Get her an assistant. That's what she needs.
Yeah, no, I'm totally on board with that idea. Like, absolutely. Really? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. An assistant. I don't know how much that costs, but spa day assistant, they can't be too different, right?
Yeah, she can afford it. Like, she's probably got money.
Well, I mean, it's a gift, so we would have to give it. But in the pre-show, I said that no amount of money is off limits. So, I mean, if you came up with a space station as a gift, then that's totally fine. All right, any other thoughts? All right, let's move on. I'm going to pick... let's go with Hackett. Hackett could use some cheering up sometimes, you know? He could use some gifts. What do you think about Hackett? What could Hackett... What would be the perfect present?
Prozac.
Prozac? Magister?
I'm thinking, like, he seems like a guy that can appreciate some very fine cigar case with some cigar, nice, strong stogies in it and can't think of words right now, apologies, but like some whiskey, dry wood whiskey, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like a bottle of really fine, like whiskey or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And a spa day. Do you think Hackett... If you gave Hackett a spa day as a gift, do you think he would use it?
Oh, yeah, I think he'd use it. You'd call him up and he'd be taking the cucumbers off his eyes, going, hack it out. Cucumbers on his eyes, leaning back.
Okay.
I could see him snoring during the massage.
Right? Right? He just falls asleep. He's like, yeah. Okay. All right. I like the idea of like the whiskey. Like I got my wife a what was I like 25 days of different types of whiskey for the month of December. It's her what's that called? It's a crap. Words fall
an
out of my brain.
Calendar.
An advent calendar. It's an advent calendar present, but you get like these little bottles of different kinds of whiskey. And some of them are really common and others are not so common. So you get to try stuff out and be like, oh, I like this one. I don't like this one as much. So I feel like something like that could work for Hackett. Just be like, you know, just, all right. Yeah, I'll try this one. Yeah. I also feel like he would just pour it on the rocks and then just drink it. There's no mixer. At all.
You know what? I feel like Hackett is a learned man, right? So I feel like he would appreciate some kind of like memoir written by a famous Turian general translated to human script.
Like a single, like there's only one copy of it. And
right. Now some you rare have it. Manuscript.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. All right. Any other thoughts on Hackett?
You could give him like a gun from our time. Maybe that would be cool to him. Like, oh, this is like historical.
Yeah.
This is, like, type of guy.
Yeah, or like a World War II rifle or something.
Absolutely.
Like an M. Absolutely. This is an M1 Garand from World War II, and he put it up on the wall behind him, like over the fireplace or whatever.
I was just gonna say, I can see Hackett being the guy who frames like a saber. You know, and yeah. Hangs it up.
Yeah, this was like General Lee's saber or something. You know, like, okay, all right. Who knows if it's actually
I don't
the
know.
Right
okay.
One.
Now I don't. I really don't see Hackett hanging up anything from General.
Well,
Lee.
Well, maybe not General Lee, but I mean, maybe just for the historic quality of it, not because he was pro, you know, Confederacy. But yeah, okay. But no, I think the idea of like cool old weapons, absolutely, that tracks for him.
I mean, he could also be very topical and. Put up Ulysses S. Grant's saber next to the bottle of whiskey we're talking about.
There you go. Yeah. You think he uses the saber to like open bottles? Like
he- Yes. Yeah. Like some people do with champagne, but he's doing it with whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, let me get you. And you're like, what is that weapon you just used? Oh, it's Grant's saber. Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right. Sam, you're up.
Okay. Why don't we pick someone from Mass Effect 2? And I'm going to pick someone who's really hard, who would be very difficult to buy a gift for.
Mm-hmm.
It's Legion. What would you get Legion?
Legion.
What could Legion possibly need? The thing doesn't sleep.
WW2?
WD-40.
Yeah. Turbo. I was thinking the same thing. Just keep the joints hint like, yeah, keep them all fresh.
We want him silent on those stealth missions. We don't need him creaking.
Yeah, we don't need him. All of a sudden, it's like you've been detected and it's like, oh, my joints are creaky. Crap.
Yeah. Okay. WD-40 is a good one. I feel like he would value that a lot more than like, you know, mm-hmm. an organic being would.
Mm-hmm.
Giant server bank. So it's like, here, I got you guys a house.
I got you guys a house.
Because he's a digital being.
What if he took that you could very go from, weird?
He would go from because his like, body into the server bank to go home and then like download himself back into this body?
Yeah, what if he took that really weird and he's like, you did not buy me a home so much as you bought me another body.
This is my secondary body. Thank you.
Well, no, I it's more storage space so they can have more guests.
Right, so they all go into the server space to, like, talk with each other? And then
it's a new collective.
You bought them a meeting room.
Yeah. You bought them a meeting room.
It's a safe space.
It's an office. Like,
safe space.
Yeah. That Wait, totally I makes sense. Go ahead.
You can just get him, like, a planet, you know, just because that's what they need, really. Get them a whole planet.
This whole planet is just for
Tally's
you guys.
Planet. Yeah, just get a whole planet or like a really, really big space station or like a flotilla or something like that.
Yeah, can you? It would have to be a planet with minimal amount of electrical activity, like lightning, and a minimal amount of like solar flares off of its sun, because that would fry all the hardware, right? So it would have to be a very like dormant kind of planet, but it wouldn't necessarily need other life on it because
let's give them Pluto. It's nice and cool. Keep those, keep the computer nice and cool. Give them Pluto. It's nice and dark and cool. But it
what
is
about
wet.
Like, what about like a, like a Steam gift card, because we know Legion plays online video games. That's canon.
Is Steam still a thing in the Mass Effect future?
I don't, probably.
Is Gabe Newell like a brain in a jar somewhere? Like,
and he still won't tell anyone if Half-Life 3 is coming? Yeah.
Right. There's still rumor about like Half-Life 3 is still coming out one of these days. I like it. All right. Any other Legion ideas? Jen, did you have one?
Really good glass cleaner and like a really fine microfiber towel, because you got to keep the headlights clean.
Yeah. I would imagine that's important for like synthetic beings, because they probably have like cameras. I was thinking about this on like modern cars. There's little cameras in the bumpers that can tell you if you're getting close to something or whatever. But like the dirt on the outside of a car, sometimes I'm sure those cameras can get covered up. Like what happens when the camera gets covered up and it's just like it makes a beep sound, so it knows you're not going to bump into the other car when you're parking or whatever. But what if you're just driving down the highway and you splash mud on it? Does it just go boop for like until you clean the camera off? So if you are a synthetic being like Legion and your camera gets all gunked up, then you like it messes with your vision. It's like your glasses getting dirty, right? So yeah, you would need something to like clean it off.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy him really, really nice versions of that.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. So my turn again. Do I get to pick one? Yes. Let's go with Joker. What are you getting, Joker? Joker deserves. He's a great pilot. He deserves a nice present.
New pair of legs.
I was gonna give him a gym membership.
Oh God. Let's not joke gifts. Let's real gifts.
Shirt that says "Walk It Off."
Oh no.
My other ride is Edie.
Oh damn! All right, I like that one. Yeah.
What if you duplicated? What if you just took Edie and just duplicated all the files and gave him a second Edie?
You know what's getting really popular now is those those romantic AI companion apps. You could just get him one of those.
With Edie's personality or with some other?
Could you just have Edie on his Omni tool, so you know she's not there physically, she's technically there on his wrist?
Yeah, I mean,
I think you'd be disappointed, you know, with the downturn in quality. But yeah,
this reminds me of like the Blade Runner. What was it, 2042 or whatever? The second Blade Runner movie. You know how he has like the AI companion, and she can be downloaded and kind of moved around. It makes me think about that.
That kind of makes me think of Futurama, where Fry has like the copy of Lucy Liu. If you remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucy Lubot.
Yeah, Lucy Lubot. I don't know. I feel like Joker would find some kind of way to take it personally, whatever gift you got him, unless it was a joke gift, you know?
Ah, so he would appreciate the gym membership, because he'd be like, I got me there. And then he'd give you a joke gift in return.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't see Joker being sincere in the gift giving, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense. Magister, did you have a thought?
I was thinking maybe like either one of those heat cold mats, you know, that change the temperature on you.
Yeah.
Maybe like even a massage chair.
A very gentle massage chair.
A very gentle massage chair. Very, yeah.
You barely feel it, but he's like, oh, this is the best. This is the best.
The rumbling kind.
Rumbles a little. Just put him in a vehicle. And just make the vehicle drive so it rumbles a little. And he's like, okay, yeah, this is good.
Wait, that's a great point. Anything that you might buy for someone who's going to be on the road a lot would also probably be a great gift for Joker. Like what if you bought him like memory foam seat cushion?
Right. Anything a trucker would want.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, or like a hat with like the little drink things that you wear at like the baseball game, with like, so you don't have to get out of your chair because you're driving to go get a refill. Super, so you got extra drink.
Yeah, super high quality thermos. Yeah, I think he'd like that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, a trucker hat. I think he would look good in just a trucker hat. I don't know.
Maybe I'm crazy. He pretty much wears just a trucker hat.
Basically, but I'm thinking like, like one from like one of those trucker stations you get that has like a funny saying on it. And it's definitely got like the white front with like the netting on the back. You know what I'm talking? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Everyone loves Arizona.
John Deere one. He is a farm boy, right?
Yeah.
Fair.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Sam, you want to pick another one?
Yes. Before we move on, though, if you really wanted to go all out getting his sister pre-Mass Effect 3 a scholarship or, like, you know, giving her an endowment to go to college, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to do this one. We have to do it before the end of this episode. Conrad Werner.
I knew you were going to. I knew it. I purposely didn't pick him because I knew you were going to pick Conrad Werner. All right, what's Conrad Werner getting? Any thoughts on this one?
Maybe a five-day, all-expenses-paid-for trip with the one and only Commander Shepard.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but, like, just one mission with him. One mission with Shepard.
Do you have a specific mission in mind? Is there one that stands out and you'd be like, oh, it's this one?
The suicide mission.
Oh, God.
He's not making it up. No, I mean, probably maybe like we got to give him like some fun. Maybe we'll bring him like to the Citadel mission. It's like more funny, so he probably won't die. It's just jokes.
It's just it's a safe one. Just give him a safe mission.
Yeah, I don't want him to die.
Mm-hmm. We bring him to the Citadel mission, and as it turns out, there's also a clone of him. And now the galaxy is in grave danger.
Yeah, that's actually dangerous. Evil Conrad Werner.
Yeah. Nah, we don't need that.
That sounds like you're going to a holiday party with a bunch of friends, like a Halloween party, and you want to pick like the perfect thing to dress up as that nobody's ever going to get it. And you're like, I'm Conrad Werner's clone. And everyone's like, what? Who? What?
What if you wanted to do something actually nice and sweet for Conrad, so you paid for the honeymoon for him and Jenna?
Yeah, there's that. Or I was thinking like an Asari dark art, dark matter dissertation, so that way he can compare it to his own notes. I mean, the man has a doctorate. Everybody makes fun of Conrad frickin' Werner, but I based a Baldur's Gate 3 character off of him. I am a Conrad stan, damn it.
What if you gave him like a little Commander Shepard pop figure? I mean, people give those for holidays. A little Funko Pop. A little Funko Shepard pop.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, what if you just clipped a little lock of Commander Shepard's hair and then gave it to Conrad Werner?
I'll cherish this forever.
Now, what if you got Conrad like a ticket to a dark matter convention full of different academics where he could go and then nerd out and try and impress all the other nerds there with his stories of meeting Commander Shepard multiple times?
Nice. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
I'll give him like a waifu pillow, but with Commander Shepard on it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like a full body pillow with Commander. They make those, right? That's a thing. Yeah. I had my first roommate in college had a body pillow, and it was definitely one of those things when people came over to my dorm room, they'd like look over at his bed and go, huh? Okay.
Oh, so this wasn't like an ironic thing.
No, this is actually real. He was also the kind of person who put on, and I'm sure some percentage of people do this because it's very efficient. He put on a sock and then a shoe and then another sock and then another shoe. I think most people put on their socks and then their shoes, right? Like, I'm not crazy about this, yeah. Right? But he was definitely the first person I've ever met that went sock, shoe. And I was like, huh, that's a little...
sock, shoe. Coincidentally, how I imagine Conrad Werner getting ready for the day.
Probably. And he also would probably be super jazzed about that pillow. Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, let's go thank our patrons. We're getting to the middle of the show. That's these guys and some other people. And we'll be back in a minute to talk about some other holiday presents that would be amazing to give out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Thank you so much to all of our patrons for getting us through another year. We're moving into 2024, and in a few months, we'll be hitting year five? Three, four. We're in three now. We'll be hitting year four of the show. It hasn't been that long yet. But holy crap, Sam, year four is coming up a few more months from now. 2024, fours and fours, lots of fours. Also, shout out to Raquel L., who signed up on our Patreon. Welcome to our Patreon. Thank you for joining us. And to our Shepherd tier patrons, Koka Shins, Ed Boy, Kira C., Lieutenant Ticino, and William. Thank you so much for all of the support from you and from our 64 other patrons who make this possible. Thank you so much for being here. And I think we did this review. We've got a new review, but I think it was the one that you saw last week, Sam, that I didn't see because it didn't show up yet. It was from a UTE fan. Was that familiar?
Yes. Okay. I think I saw Utes fan, but I don't think that we actually read this one.
Oh, did we not read this one? Okay. I just wanted to double check because I know we read something. You read out one that I didn't read last time. So this is from Ute fan, UTE fan 14 in the United States, who writes, "Love it. I'm new to the Mass Effect world and recently found this podcast so I could dive even more into this world. I'm finally caught up on all the episodes and look forward to even more." So thank you so much for that 5-star review. And if you would like to get your words on the show in the future, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You don't even have to listen on Apple Podcasts. You just have to have an Apple account. You can log in, leave a review, and that helps a ton. Also, if you want to rate the show on Spotify or whatever other podcast you're listening to this on, that's extremely helpful as well. Share it with your friends and thank you for being here. All right, that's going to do it for the mid-break. Let's move on with the rest of the show.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, I think it's my turn. It's my turn, Sam? I think you just went,
yes.
It's my turn. I'm going to go with Javik. What would you give Javik?
That's a good one.
This one, I think, is a little tricky, but I feel like somebody's going to come up with the perfect gift.
He's definitely getting moisturizer.
Does he use moisturizer?
He's washing his hands. So that's all he does. Shit, just washing hands.
Oh, what if he learned everything about the factory where the moisturizer was made just by putting it on his hands? And it was almost like a PTSD-like episode if the workers were given very bad conditions at that factory, right? So would Javik be one of those people who's like, you know, like fair use, free trade, ethical consumerism at all levels because he physically cannot stand it otherwise.
Wow. This took a turn. Maybe we need to do an episode about Javik and moral implications of his abilities.
Anyway, yes, moisturizer, I think, would be a good one. Hand sanitizer, maybe.
Yeah. Jen?
So I read a book series where a woman had a very similar like touch, and you would be able to see everything that has ever happened to that item before. So she was extremely particular about the clothing that she wore. Mm. She actually would purchase like raw cotton herself and raw wool herself that she had seen like sheared and everything, and then would make her own clothing. So that way she would make gloves. So that way she never got any memories from anything ever again. So I think I would get Javik a set of gloves like that.
That ethically only made
the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could go the other direction and get something with a really weird history and just be like, hey, man, here you go. And then just throw them for a loop.
Oh, it's happy holiday seasons. I'm getting people nice.
Oh, you're doing the nice one. We were doing a joke gift for Joker. So I thought maybe Javik could have a joke gift, too.
My gift for Joker was going to be a couple external hard drives, because we know that zettabytes are a lot of data and he needs more storage space. Mm.
Okay.
I feel like with Javik, you would definitely never want to get him anything used. You know, buy him a new gift. Make sure that no one was using this gift beforehand, no matter what it is. That being said, that guy needs a vacation. Like he needs some time off. Get him spot a trip to some sandy planet.
He's going on the spa day too.
Yeah.
Or we can get him COD so he can still experience like the war environment, but he can just be chilling, you know.
Do you think he's like 360 no scope in fools?
He'd probably be good.
Yeah.
I can see him.
Yeah.
I can see it. Yeah. All but right. Spa day, if someone was massaging him, would they get all of the memories? I feel like it's a willful thing from him, right? So
yeah.
Maybe, maybe not. Like, all right, Mr. Javik, just lay down here on the table, and then they're going into like a PTSD
right, like they're seeing the end of his planet all of a sudden, and they're like, oh god, yeah,
they're like, what did I just see?
Yeah, can you imagine Javik and Hackett and Ashley all going to the spa day together, like a spa day trip?
You know what, Solarian pate, that's what we're getting Javik. Little taste of home. For those who don't know, pate is made from liver. So, ugh. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of awkward, though? Like, because of Morden?
Yeah.
What does, you know, we'll get it ethically somehow. There'll be some Solarian who is an Eclipse Merc that we already had to kill for any, you know, variety of reasons.
Is there an ethical way to harness somebody's organs for food?
I don't think I want to be a part of that.
I'm not sure there's an ethical way to do that for like intelligent species.
You don't want to waste it. It's
right. Like he's already dead.
That's what the Donner Party said. I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
Black market gifts.
Oh. Oh man. I'm wondering about how you prepare it. And okay. Sam, you want to pick somebody?
Yes. The Leviathans.
Okay.
The Leviathans. What could you possibly get the Leviathans?
Job.
A job?
Like throwing all that BS. Like, just get they need something to do.
What job would you get them?
Retail worker. They can they can know the horrors of the world, and they can stop messing with people.
Turbo, would you recommend retail work for them? You work in retail. So yes. That seems like a yes.
Yes, but
like, no.
They'd have to work at like a Macy's during the Christmas season and working from within a Faraday cage. So they can't use any of their powers to like, you know, take over any thralls.
Mm.
Not allowed.
Yeah, they can't make other people do work for them. They actually have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see you move those little cuttlefish arms. Get to work.
Right. Right. Or like one of those like really like, you know, those pawn shops in like the really bad parts of town that just have bars all over everything. And you walk in the store and there's like a dude behind like the counter in like sealed away in its own, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's my neighborhood. Go on.
Yeah, that place. Just behind all the bars. They just can't get out. They can't go anywhere else. Just pawnbroker.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Yeah. I think like an audiobook. Like an audiobook they might benefit from, because I don't see them being big readers, especially when the book is like, you know, 1/1000th their size.
How would they even... That's a weird picture.
Yeah. So like, maybe an audiobook.
They can have like a Kindle and like a big screen, and they can like press the button to move it or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
I was actually thinking get them like that's the sphere from like Las Vegas, but like something like really huge and like they can play videos and watch or read a Kindle, whatever.
Or play Call of Duty.
Or play Call of Duty, yep.
Mm-hmm. On the sphere. Who do you think wins? Them or Javik?
Javik.
Yeah.
Javik's lived that life for real. Like, Wyvern's haven't done, they haven't lived that life that he has.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably running circles around them. Calling an airstrike and stuff.
1v4 clutch. Yeah, yeah. He would take out the whole team.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting all like the I don't know what they're called, the where you get multiple kills and then you unlock the extra stuff and like
kill streaks
yep. And dropping crap on everybody and they're like, no fair, this guy cheats. Yeah. All right, let's move on. We have to bring up the elusive man. Everybody deserves presents. So what are you getting the elusive man?
A bomb?
Just a bomb. What kind of bomb?
Nuclear kind.
A nuclear bomb. A truth bomb. Okay.
I feel like he'd enjoy that.
Just
I'm getting him a vacation. A one-way vacation to the Andromeda system. Get him out of our hair.
Just send him away.
Nice. Yeah. What about like a cartoon exploding cigar? Just leaves like his face with ash, you know.
I can imagine one of those scenes where he's like, you know, in his place with the cool looking sky behind him and like, you know, kind of silhouette, and he's like, and get to it quickly, this is important, and then he lights up the cigar and it pops and he goes, son of a bitch. Yeah.
There's a little flag that comes out that says from Shepherd with love.
Right. And then you get this really like wacky, like, oh, damn it, Shepherd. And then it pans away.
Cut away. Yeah.
Yeah, it cuts away. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Jen?
I think I'm going to go with an air purifier because I've never not seen a cigarette in his hands. And so it has got to smell in that office.
Yeah. You would think people by then would realize how bad smoking is.
I'm going to give him some nicotine gum. Just help him quit that habit. We want him to live longer.
Aw. You care about him. That's nice.
I like it.
Boy, I'm allowed to hurt him.
How about like a premium subscription to like a to like a mature dating site? Because he really needs to get over Eva. It's gone, man. The time is over. She's dead.
What does his dating profile look like? What's the picture? What picture does he use?
Here's him.
I don't know.
That background behind him, that's all you see is a planet just in a little square, just planet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Jamar, what were you saying that his profile was like?
No, what Turbo said, like him sitting in the chair and then you could see the sun or whatever, the planet, and then he's got a cigar in one hand, you know, like just a picture that you can tell he's got money, he's got status, and that's the only picture he has.
Right.
The bio is like, the bio says like, try to find me or some BS like that. You know, he's just so heavy, mysterious, one of those.
And he's not even smiling in the picture.
Everyone is swiping left. They're like, oh no, he's a murderer. We don't want him. They're swiping the wrong way.
Right. He does like the douchebag thing where he doesn't smile and he just like looks like this.
Like, he's trying too hard is what everyone's thinking.
Right.
Would he be on a sugar daddy site?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense that he would be, but do you think he would want that?
I do, yeah. I think that he would like to be in any situation where he feels like he has the power.
Where he's, yeah.
So, yeah.
He's the one in charge. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I'd probably swipe right on the elusive man.
Oh, do you think he actually puts his own name, or do you think he calls himself the elusive man on the app?
It's elusive man. He wants to be mysterious.
Yeah.
He goes by Tim.
Yeah, so you're Tim.
It's Tim. It's Tim. That's what it is.
Tim.
He sets ground rules about the first date being that we can't talk about this, 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 and this. And one of those is you're not allowed to ask me about my past.
Right. You can't ask me what
capacity.
I do. What I do for a living. That's off topic. All right, Sam, you're up.
Okay. Okay. So we've done some pretty obscure characters now. Why don't we get back to basics? What are you going to get James Vega for Christmas? I feel like he'd be easy to get a gift for, right?
Yeah, my brain goes to like workout equipment, but he probably clearly has enough work. Like, that's not a thing he needs, right?
I'm going to get him a chain.
A chain? Is that what you said?
Yeah, maybe like a chain or like a six pack of beer.
Just a six pack of beer.
No, sorry. I don't drink. Is that a lot?
No, I feel like a guy like James would just down a six pack in like one sitting. Like,
oh, yes.
24 yeah. pack then.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah.
Do 24 packs. Yeah.
Get him a keg, and then you've gotten him beer and workout equipment.
Right. I feel like he would like just like lift up the keg and just like drink out of it. Like one of those like mini yeah, kegs, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what kind of beer? What kind of beer would he be into?
Modelo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Modelo.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, Modelo. Or Corona. I can see him drinking Coronas.
Okay.
Or Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime. Dos Equis.
Okay. Some Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
He would make that reference to the most interesting man in the world too. It wouldn't, I mean, wow, that actually that'd be an incredibly old reference by the time that he's making it, but he would do it.
Jen, you said gift card. What were you thinking with gift card?
Gift card to a better tattoo artist.
Wow. Body bags.
He gets it from a random Batarian dude in a box.
Hey, it's wartime, though. I mean, it is wartime.
That's a good one. I was thinking like still. A restaurant or like, no.
He would love a new tattoo, though. Mm-hmm. So I know he'd love that.
Maybe I'd hook him up with Jack and then Jack can do the artwork. Yeah, there we go. That's what I would do.
There you go.
I feel like he'd be one of those dudes that really loved Brookstone. You remember those stores with all the different tech gadgets for like improving your home quality of life? Yeah.
Right. They had like the back massage, like the automated massagers, and they had like the
He would definitely buy a massage chair.
Right. Like the little sound thing that wakes you up in the morning with sounds of nature, and it's just like clearly like very low quality recordings of like birds. Yeah. Okay.
Thinking of a very fancy grill. Like the two decker grill, you can have the different things you can cook. What's the flat middle part on it as well?
Yeah, it's got like a smoker as part of it, and it's got like the two. I know what you're talking about. Like one of those like massive like, you know, like if you're ultra dad, you have one of these in your backyard for like when the kids have a party, and you're like cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. Everybody, come get your burgers. Yeah.
Scrambling eggs while cooking a steak on the side.
Sure. Yeah. You smoke a ham or a turkey while making. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts? Ready to move on? We're getting close to the end of the episode, Sam. So I want you to make sure you have somebody in mind to kind of wrap this up. My last one, I've got two in mind. I think I'm going to go with Morden. What do you get Morden?
Entire works of South Stern Hamstern? No.
Gilbert and Sullivan.
Thank you.
Yeah, musicals.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a fantastic gift.
Yeah. You don't think he already has that?
I know. I know he has pirates.
Right.
I'm sure about the rest of them.
Right. I feel like he would have that. Like that would be a thing. But you could get him like a very special like live performance from whatever, you know, that kind of thing, you know, for sure.
The best of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Any other thoughts on Morden?
I would get him like the Dance Revolution game, because like he's so fast, right? So that's probably like normal speed to him, and then like, he can sing his little song. Like it would be customized to that. So what was that song he had?
Pirates of Byzance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a custom version of Dance Dance Revolution to Pirates of Byzance, like the actual like in the arcade version. Yeah. With like the little bar that people like put their hands on, keep like hold themselves up while they're putting their feet everywhere.
But what if it, you know, what if they, for Solarians to do like DDR, they would want a challenge, right? So would they speed it up?
Yeah, it would just be customized to their speed perception, and he'd be just on that all day. He loved that.
Yeah.
Just imagining Morden just, you know, that little motherfucker hauling ass on that.
Yes.
Just, his feet are going so fast, it looks like he's vibrating. Yeah.
Here, check this out. I'm going to set a new record. There, I did it. Wait, what? That was it?
Want to see me do it again?
I'll do it again. Done. All right, Turbo?
I want to give him one of those old timey doctor bags. I know it'd be unpractical, but maybe like an old stethoscope. He just, or the Solarian form of that, because they had to have some old medical like things, and just have it so like you could have it like on a shelf in the background, saying like with Hacky, like he has the old saber. I'd give him like an old timey doctor's thing.
Yeah,
a Solarian form, whatever that is.
Yeah, like someone famous from the Solarian history that like reminds him of like a famous doctor in their development. That sounds like a good gift. All right, any other Morden ideas?
I would get him a subscription to like, you know how we have the New England Journal of Medicine in the United States, it's very prestigious. Well, you could find something in terms of, you know, intergalactic medicine or galactic medicine, and get him like a 12-month subscription to that. And I feel like he'd like that. You know, some doctors I know really do like that as a gift. So they like to keep aware and up to date. And it's a profession where you never really stop learning. So,
yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Jen?
A book with the chemical compounds of seashells. Sad.
Oh. All right. I think that's going to wrap up Morden on a nice, sad note. Sam?
I have saved for last the character who I think, above all, deserves a gift and someone we really never got to repay. And that is Captain Anderson. If you could get Captain Anderson a gift, what would you get him?
A hug. Aww.
A box of Sharon's ashes.
Oh, I like that.
I did it.
I
did it, Anderson.
This is for you, Anderson. where would he keep the ashes? He would put them in like a very like
on his desk on next to a picture of him and Kali.
Right, like on his desk. Yeah. All right. We need some more ideas. Who else has ideas for Anderson?
I think with Anderson, you can't. What can you give him? Like he's bigger than that. If I had to give him something, give him 5 minutes in a room with the Illusive Man. And what was the I don't know why I can't remember the asshole's name. That was the
Udina.
Udina, yeah. I don't know why I was blanking. Yeah.
Udina,
give him 5 minutes room with Udina, 5 minutes in the room with Illusive Man, and 5 minutes room with Saren. And yeah, that's the only thing I can really think of. You know, get some payback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give him back the Normandy.
Do you think he wants the Normandy?
That's mine. Nah.
No? You're like, nope. Keeping that. All right. What if you gave him like a ring match, like a boxing match with Udina? I mean, you know he would like. I mean,
he already got that in Mass Effect 1. That
right, but not, like not just a punch, an actual like full boxing match to the knockout, right? Or technical knockout, I guess. But you know, just like actual gloves, actual boxing match, toe to toe. Let him clean the floor with the guy. You know he would win. He would totally
ding ding.
He would.
I bet a lot of people would pay a lot of money to see Udina get beat up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It would be and use it as a fundraiser for like rebuilding after the war effort or whatever, right? Or I mean, I guess it depends on the timeline and when and where they are. But yeah, that could work. All right, Magister.
Same line of sports, but I'm not sure what the equivalent of baseball would be. But just go out to see like two tickets, take them out to go see a game or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like he's the kind of guy he'd be happy to have that as a gift.
It just seemed like a space dad to me, like just having that time, just be like, hey, let's go out, get some brews, go see a game, hang out.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Absolutely. I can see myself enjoying a baseball game with Anderson. Definitely.
Yeah. He seems like the kind of guy that would be fun to just like hang out and watch sports with, you know, and he probably knows a good amount about like sports. He's probably the kind of guy that you'd be like, all right, why did they go with this play? And he'd be like, well, actually, let me tell you.
Track stats.
Right. Yeah, like yeah. He'd be like, well, you know, this player is good at this and this, and they're up against this. So that was actually the smart play. He'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have a sentimental gift idea, right? Some players know that from cut content in Mass Effect, Anderson discloses to Shepard, you know, never had a wife and kids of my own, never had a family. And that's something that Anderson always lamented, right? So assuming that somehow Anderson survives the events of Mass Effect 3, taking Anderson to see all of maybe a group of like children or families whose lives he helped save, you know, introducing Anderson to them and, you know, setting up maybe like a day of, you know, service where he's helping them rebuild or something like that. Or maybe something even more sentimental where, you know, Shepard has a kid after Mass Effect 3 and Anderson becomes the honorary granddad.
Ah, or like godfather kind of figure. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. That works. That works. You know, else what I think would be really cool is like some sort of like award, you know, some sort of like public record, like similar kind of thing, public recognition, but some, I don't know what kinds of awards they give out, but it's just like or an honorary plaque somewhere. Like
is that true?
Star of Terra is something. Well, I feel like he might actually already have the Star of Terra. He is one of the most decorated Alliance personnel, but maybe a civilian award.
Yeah,
something like the Systems Alliance governing body.
Yeah, or something post-war that they come up with in order to honor some of the great people who gave of themselves in order to save humanity and all that kind of stuff. You know, something like that. Or maybe a statue in like a very prestigious place, you know, with a plaque.
Somewhere in London.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All right. Any other Anderson ideas?
True Son of London Award.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think that might be it. I think we're wrapping it up. This was fun. These are some really cool ideas. Tell you what, it's time to wrap up the episode. So let's go back through. Feel free to share anything you want to shout out or just say, thanks for being here. This is how you can get hold of me or whatever. We'll start with Jen. You're next in the list in the order that I see everybody.
Yeah. Here in about 15 minutes, I go live with the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. And tonight we are finishing up our Dragon Age Inquisition phase.
Nice.
My other show is the Cyberpunk Lorecast with my co-host E-Toasty, where we talk the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future for everything cyberpunk.
Awesome. Go check those shows out. If whatever you're listening to this on, you can find those there as well. Or you can go to robotsradio.net for links and things like that. Thanks, Jen. Turbo, you're next. You're next on the list.
I'm not anywhere else except for the other podcasts. And you can catch me those on the Patreon ones. But that's about it.
Awesome.
You can also get me on Discord.
Yeah, man.
Turbo.
Thanks for being here, buddy. Magister, you're up.
Magister DeVitas on the Discord as well as the Patreon. Not really doing anything currently at this time, but I am currently having a session with Baldur's Gate 3. I rebought it for the Xbox since it came out, and recently got to play it on like an 80-inch TV. That was a magical experience. So you want to discuss that, choices and consequence, all for that.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. That sounds really good. Yeah, it came out on Xbox and I was like, do I need it on Xbox also? No, I don't. And then at someday it's going to be on sale and I'll be like, well, maybe I do. Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. All right. And Emjamar.
I don't really got nothing. Just thanks for having me, Tom and Sam. Happy holidays, everybody. Have a safe vacation.
Yeah, you too. And thanks for joining us. Thanks for the support, everybody. Thanks for being here. We really do appreciate it. And Sam, you got anything you want to share to wrap up?
Sure. You know, I'm continuing my personal canon playthrough of Mass Effect, but I am also streaming Baldur's Gate now. And I've decided to start a gimmick playthrough where I have made a character who kind of looks like me, and his name is N7 Legend, and he's a bard. I'm going to try to make a few decisions in light of what I would do, but by and large, all of this is viewer's choice. And as you know, Baldur's Gate has that Twitch integration. So I'm letting my Twitch chat decide where to go with each dialogue path. And this could end up terribly. I mean, we've already told Astarion that we don't want to recruit him.
Right?
And this is the very beginning. So this could end up terribly. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, if you want to watch that or any of my Mass Effect playthrough, follow me on Twitch at N7 The Legend.
That's awesome. I hope some amazing things happen that you would never have picked, but turned the story in some really weird ways. That's great. Well, you can check out my stuff, robotsradio.net. I do a bunch of lorecasts. You guys know the deal. You've probably been listening to this show for a while. But thank you again, everybody, for being here. Next week, the holiday episode will go up, I believe. Or maybe that's this week, and then this episode will be up on the weekend. Whatever. You'll probably see it in your feed in whatever order it comes out. I don't remember which way I set it up. But, you know, have a wonderful holiday. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you in the new year. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.